Hey, thanks for joining us on a Marlins Rewind. Delighted to be with you. Jose Fernandez and Tanner Roark, identical records coming in. And Roark pitched well, but he couldn't compare with Fernandez on Jose Day. For the full Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it was one of the more enjoyable nights of baseball this 2016 season. A very well-pitched ball game on both ends. Jose Fernandez and Tanner Roark matching up. And on a Giancarlo Stanton long ball, Marlins come out on top 1-0. They have won the first two games of the three-game series from the division-leading Nationals. Jose Fernandez, 15-8 coming in, a 2.99 ERA on the season. For the Nationals, Tanner Roark, 15-8 coming in, a 2.75 ERA on the season. And this one lived up to the expectations. Jose allowed a one-out double to Stephen Drew in the top of the first inning, and then he retired the next 21 consecutive batters he faced, didn't allow another base runner until a one-out single by Wilson Ramos in inning number 8. Problem for the Marlins was Tanner Roark was able to match Jose 0-for-0. He allowed only a couple of hits, a couple of walks in the first three innings of the ball game. Worked around a leadoff walk in the fourth inning, pitched a perfect fifth inning. And this game was scoreless into the bottom of the sixth when with two out and nobody on, up to the plate steps Giancarlo Stanton.
He hits a high fly ball the other way. This is toward right. Harper back looking. It is up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. 1-0 Marlins. He has homered in the first two games of this series with the Nationals and now has 28 career home runs against Washington, more than he's hit against any other team.
For Stanton, an opposite field shot, his 27th long ball of the season. And there you go, Jose. There's your run. Jose up 1-0, headed out for the seventh inning when he struck out Stephen Drew to start the seventh. He had struck out 10 in the ball game. He got Bryce Harper to line to center for the second out. Anthony Rendon grounded to third for the third out. Jose was through seven with a one-hit shutout. Then in the eighth, still with a 1-0 lead, he struck out Clint Robinson leading off, punch out number 11. Then a base hit by Wilson Ramos. Ramos left the game for pinch runner Michael Taylor. When Brian Goodwin chopped a single over the head of the first baseman, Miguel Rojas, Taylor went to third. So Jose was rolling along with a 1-0 lead, but all of a sudden, with one out in the eighth, the Nationals had the tying man at third base, the go-ahead man at first, one out. And Jose went after Danny Espinosa. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's got another strikeout. That's a dozen. Two outs with the tying and go-ahead man on in the eighth. And Jose was far from out of the woods because to escape the eighth inning with a lead, he would have to retire a leading contender for the National League's MVP award this year. With first and third, two down in the eighth, leading 1-0, Jose went after Daniel Murphy. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball to second. Gordon has it to first, inning over. Jose's through eight with a three-hit shutout. For Jose Fernandez tonight, eight innings of three-hit shutout ball. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 12. He threw 111 pitches, 74 strikes. He lowered his season ERA to 2.86 in the process. Now, we went to the ninth. The Nats at the top of the order coming up. The Marlins looking to stay away from their closer, A.J. Ramos, tonight. A.J., who saved the game here last night, the 4-3 win. He saved a 5-4 win in Philadelphia on Sunday. He didn't pitch against the Phillies on Saturday, but he went an inning and a third in extra innings against the Phillies on Friday night, so he pitched 3 days out of four. Ramos unavailable tonight. So in his absence, David Phelps, who has saved three games this year coming in, got a shot at the ninth inning. He had to face the top of the order with a 1-0 lead. He got Trey Turner on a comebacker for out number one, but then Stephen Drew hit a rocket back off the back of the leg of Phelps. Ball rolled away from David, went for an infield hit. So the Nationals, with one out in the ninth, had a tying man on. Ben Revere, who runs very well, pinch ran at first base for Drew. And David Phelps had to deal with the reigning National League MVP at that point, Bryce Harper.
Phelps checks. Here's the 0-2. Over the outside, strike three called. David Phelps gets Harper looking for out number two.
But it wasn't over yet. Next to the plate, Anthony Rendon.
Here's the 1-1 and a ground ball. Gordon backhands, knocks it down, lunges to the bag, tags the bag, lying on his belly for the third out and the ball game. The Marlins win 1-0 Jose has his 16th win in what was his 29th start, and he is now 29-2 lifetime at Marlins Park.
A couple of great escapes. Jose in the eighth inning. A little bit less dramatic, but equally important. David Phelps in the ninth inning. So the Marlins prevail 1-0 over the division-leading Nationals from Miami. One run, three hits, no errors, five left for Washington. No runs, four hits, no errors. The Nats leave four. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, improves to 16-8. Lowers the season ERA to 2.86. Again, eight innings of three-hit shutout ball, no walks, 12 Ks for Fernandez. Tanner Roark, the very tough luck loser, 15-9. After seven innings of three-hit, one-run ball in this one. He walked three, struck out five, allowed the Stanton home run with two outs in the sixth inning. That was it. Roark, 86 pitches, 57 strikes. For David Phelps, his fourth save of the season, the fifth of his big league career. Marlins win it in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 17,961 go home very happy tonight at Marlins Park. With the victory, the Marlins are 76-75. They're back above 500. For the first time since they were 68-67 on September 2nd, Marlins now 38-35 here at Marlins Park. Marlins have won three straight. They've won 8 of 12. They've now won three of their last four series. Told you they climbed back above 500 for the first time in 18 days. As for the winning pitcher tonight, Jose Fernandez, for the ninth time this season, he reaches double digits in strikeouts. That's a single-season club record by a long shot at this point. In all of baseball, only Max Scherzer, who pitches for the Nationals here tomorrow night, has more double-digit strikeout games this year. He's got 12 of them for Jose's 18th career game, 10 or more Ks. That extends his Marlins record in that department as well. This was the seventh time this season Jose has struck out 12 or more in a game. That's far and away the most in baseball. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers has three games with 12 or more strikeouts. He's second. Jose has more than twice as many, seven of them. How about this? In 10 career starts against the Nationals, Jose improves to 7-0 with a 0.99 ERA. Since Jose got to the big leagues in 2013, the Nationals have been the class of the National League East, and he is 7-0 with a 0.99 ERA in 10 lifetime starts against this very good Nationals ball club. He beat them tonight 1-0.
Jose's longest outing of the year, and arguably Jose's best performance of the season. After the ball game, the Marlins Radio Network talked to Jose.
You know, trying to get quick outs, first of all, trying to follow the game plan that, you know, JT and Juan and, you know, put together. Trying to make, you know, a pitch at a time. You know the lineup that they have and, you know, and the guys that they have in the dugout, you know, they can do some damage. Obviously, the record shows it. I think that we came out on top today, and that's what matters. I think that, you know, our guys play incredibly good. And I think that, you know, that's what we look forward to do the rest of the season.
1-0 victory last night on Giancarlo's homer to right. The opposite field home run brings today's Fish Family bonus code to Oppo Taco. It happened on a Taco Tuesday, no less. Now Wednesday in the finale against the Nationals at home this season. 7-10 first pitch, 6:40 Marlins on deck. Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the play-by-play for you. Max Scherzer finishes off the series for the Nationals, and even though he has a National League best 17 wins, he brings in a 4.85 earned run average against Miami this season in one win and one loss. Join us for the radio broadcast on 940 Wins in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. You can also download the MLB at Bat app, listen at MLB.com, and always on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.